Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asks us to test people through truthfulness in speech. As you know, truthfulness is one of the virtues, in fact, is one of the cardinal and prime virtues in Islam and Islamic ethics. In fact, one of the groups of the people who will enter the paradise are the Siddiqeen, the truthful ones. In many places of the Holy Quran, truthfulness has been encouraged, and the people who are truthful have been praised. In fact, in this verse of the Holy Quran, God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O ye who have faith, be wary of Allah and be with the truthful ones. And the Prophet said, truthfulness is incumbent upon you, for verily it is one of the doors of paradise. Right, so truthfulness is a great virtue, and one of the ways we can test people is to see how truthful they are in their speech. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, we can use this as a criterion to assess the value, spiritual worth and value of another human being. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, do not be deceived by their lengthy prayer or their abundant fasting. For verily, it may be that a man becomes so attached to his prayer and his fasting that were he to stop doing them, he would be greatly disturbed. Meaning, just because a person prays a lot or fasts a lot doesn't mean that person is necessarily, essentially good. He could have become accustomed and habituated to it for whatever reason, and he cannot, he could not forego it and relinquish these acts of worship. He is not doing them just because they're actually good and because he loves Allah and he wants to worship them. Because of that, we see that when he speaks, you know, he's not very truthful. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, rather, test these people through the truth in their speech and their prompt return of goods entrusted in their care. Another, at the end of the hadith, Imam mentions, another criterion by means of which we can assess whether they are good people. If we entrust them with something, will they return it to us as they were entrusted with or not? Or will they somehow damage it? Will they not take care of it? Or if they are very trustworthy in this regards, you know, we can come to the conclusion that they are good people and they are trustworthy. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, better than the truth itself is the one who tells it. And better than the good deed itself is the one who performs it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at testing people through truthfulness in speech in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد